One of the great problems of the world today is undoubtedly this problem of not being able to talk to scientists because we don't understand science. They can't talk to us because they don't understand anything else, poor dears. This problem, I think it was C.P. Snow first raised it, Sir Charles Snow in private life, in his books Science and Government and so on. Mind you, I haven't read it. I'm waiting for the play to come. He says, quite rightly, he said, it's no good going up to a scientist and saying to him, as you would to anybody else, you know, good morning, how are you, lend me a quid, and so on. I mean, you just glare at you, or make a rude retort, or something. No, you have to speak to him in language that he'll understand. I mean, you go up to him, you say something like, H2SO4, Professor. Don't synthesize anything I wouldn't synthesize. And the reciprocal of pi to your good wife. Now, this he will understand. Snow says that nobody can consider themselves educated who doesn't know at least the basic language of science. I mean, things like Sir Edward Boyle's law, for example. The greater the external pressure, the greater the volume of hot air. The second law of thermodynamics. This is very important. I was somewhat shocked the other day to discover that my partner not only doesn't know the second law, he doesn't even know the first law of thermodynamics. Going back to first principles, very briefly, thermodynamics, of course, is derived from two Greek words, thermos, meaning hot, if you don't drop it, and dynamics, meaning dynamic work. And thermodynamics is simply the science of heat and work and the relationships between the two. As laid down in the laws of thermodynamics, which may be expressed in the following simple terms, after me, Doctor. The first law of thermodynamics. Heat is work, and work is heat.
Heat is work, and work is heat.
Very good. The second law of thermodynamics. Heat cannot of itself pass from one body to a hotter body.
Heat cannot of itself pass from one body to a hotter body.
Heat won't pass from a cooler to a hotter.
Heat won't pass from a cooler to a hotter.
You can try it if you like, but you'd far better not.
You can try it if you like, but you'd far better not.
Because the cold in the cooler will get hotter as a ruler.
The cold in the cooler will get hotter as a ruler.
Because the hotter body's heat will pass to the cooler.
Because the hotter body's heat will pass to
as
the cooler.
Heat is work, and work is heat, and work is heat, and heat is work. Heat will pass by. Conduction in the
heat will pass by. Conduction in
the heat will pass by. Convection in
heat will pass by. Convection in
heat will pass by. Radiation
will pass by. Radiation.
And that's a physical law. Heat is work, and work's a curse. And all the heat in the universe is gonna cool down. Because it can't increase. Then there'll be no more work, and there'll be perfect peace.
Really?
Yeah, that's entropy, man. All because of the second law of thermodynamics, which lays down that you can't pass heat from a cooler to a hotter. Try it if you like, you far better not.
Because the cold in the cooler will get hotter as a ruler. Because the hotter body's heater will pass to the cooler.
You can't pass from a cooler to a hotter. Try it if you like, but you'll only look a fool. Because the cold in the cooler will get hotter as a ruler. That's a physical law. Oh, I'm hot.
Hot? That's because you've been working.
Oh, Beatles, nothing. That's the second law.